The Bible starts in the beginning. Of course, talks about God creating the heavens and the earth. But John starts his gospel with exactly the same words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in 1 John 1, he begins, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. And as I was listening to five books of John in my car today, I came across a passage that I thought that I might want to comment on as we begin the broadcast today, just before we go to our callers. As always, the number to dial to get your question answered live on air, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. The passage I'm referring to in 1 John is 1 John 2, 18 and 19. This is precisely how it sounds in the Word of Promise, five books of John.
Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us.
And in particular, the words that struck me were, dear children, this is the last hour. And as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. In Greek form, Antichrist, but in Hebrew form, anti-Messiah. And what I am talking about here is very similar to what Jesus spoke of as false messiahs, anti-messianic movements denying that Jesus is authentically the Son of God, which of course is to cut off access to the Father, which comes through Jesus Christ the Son. And in the book of Revelation, as you'll hear when you get to Revelation and five books of John, John identifies both an individual and an institution that represent the ultimate personification of evil, the archetypal Antichrist. It's a beast who deceived the inhabitants of the earth. And drawing on Daniel's apocalyptic description of the evil world powers, John then describes an emperor in his own epoch of time who arrogantly sets himself and sets his empire up against God by violating the saints, by grossly violating the commandments through a long litany of disgusting demonstrations of depravity, not the least of which was his demand to be worshipped as Lord and God. So what you have here is Antichrist being anyone who denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Anti-messianic movements are in view, just as those who are claiming to be setting themselves up in place of Christ.